All right, good morning. Okay, we're going to do something special today. I'm not going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you four stories, but I'm going to go really fast, and I want you to pay attention because at the end of the stories, I'm going to ask you what's similar between all the stories, okay? You ready for this? Okay, the first story is Jessica and Dion. And Jessica and Dion, Jessica was playing at school on the tetherball. She's in fourth grade. You know what a tetherball is? Have you all seen those? The pole and the rope and the ball? She was playing with that, and she decided she would climb up the tetherball pole. So she climbed up, and then she lost her grip, and she was coming down. She slipped, and somehow the tetherball rope wrapped around her neck, and she was hanging there, and she couldn't do anything. She couldn't breathe. She couldn't scream. She was just hanging there, and fortunately, one of her classmates, Dion, saw that. He saw her face turning red, and he rushed over, and he lifted her up and supported her weight and untangled that tether ball, and she was okay. And the second story is Jeremy. Jeremy was on a bus. He was 13 years old, and he was on a school bus with a bunch of kids, and all of a sudden, the driver of the bus had a seizure, and nobody was driving the bus. He lost consciousness, and Jeremy saw that, and he rushed up, and he pulled the keys out of the ignition of the bus, and then he steered it over to the curb and opened the door, and everyone was okay, and the bus driver got to the hospital, and everybody was fine. Now, the third story is about Brandon and Brian. They were brothers, and Brandon was 8 years old, and Brian was 12 years old, and they were goofing off and playing because they just play, especially Brandon. He likes to joke around, and they're bumping in each other, and then all of a sudden, Brandon was sucking on a round candy, and it got lodged in his windpipe, and he couldn't breathe, and he was choking, and his face started turning red, and then his lips started turning blue. And his brother Brian saw that. He's like, oh no. And Brian went over to him, and he did something called the Heimlich maneuver. Have you ever heard of that? Any of you heard of that? Yeah. So you go like this, and you pushed really hard, really quickly, and the candy came out, and Brandon could breathe again. Okay, I got the last story is about Tristan. Tristan was from Nevada, and he was visiting his grandmother in Arizona with his baby sister and his mom, and they were all having a good time at grandma's house, and grandma said, oh, you know, where's the baby? And Tristan's mom's like, oh, yeah, where is she? And she went, and guess what? She found her in the backyard in the pool, upside down, floating on the water. And she screamed, and she grabbed the little baby and put her on the side, and they started calling 911, and grandma came out, and they were all frantic. And Tristan heard that. He was 9 years old, and he was playing in the other side of the house. And he said, what's that? And he ran out, and he saw his little baby sister there, and she wasn't breathing. And he started to do CPR. You know what CPR is? How many of you know what CPR is? Yeah, you do chest compressions, and you breathe in the mouth periodically, and that keeps the blood flowing and the oxygen flowing long enough for the paramedics to get there. And he did that on his baby sister, and after a couple minutes, she started breathing. And by the time the paramedics got there, they rushed her to the hospital, and she was fine. She recovered 100% as if that didn't even happen. And the paramedics said if it wasn't for Tristan, that outcome wouldn't have been the same, that he saved his little baby sister. So what's the same about all these stories? What's the same about them?
One person saved another person.
That's right. Yeah, in this case, a child saved another child. And that's, you know, how did they do that? How did they know what to do? I mean, they asked Jeremy, they said, how did you know? And he said, I saw a movie once where they pulled the keys out of the ignition, and my mom lets me steer sometimes in the driveway. And they asked Brian, how did you know how to do Heimlich maneuver? He said, oh, we learned it in school last year. And they asked Tristan, they said, Tristan, most adults don't know how to do CPR. How did you know how to do CPR? He said, oh, television. But you know what? We know that it takes more than just television and movies and seeing things to know what to do. These kids had to do the exact right thing at the right time. If you don't do CPR right, it doesn't work. And, you know, if Dion went and got help, like sometimes you have to get adult help, right, when there's an emergency, but if he had run and gotten help, it would have been too late for Jessica. He had to do it right then. So I think they were getting help. Who do you think could have been helping them? Who could have helped them?
God.
That's right. I think God was helping them. And you know, he helps us to help each other. And he'll help all of us to help other people. But the only requisite is that we have to be willing to help other people. How many of you here are willing to help other people? Can you raise your hand? How many are willing to help others? Even if they say mean things to you, are you still going to help them? Are you? Yeah, we want to help people, right? And I'm going to just show you some pictures of these kids so you know. These are true stories, but I want you to know that these are just a few stories. These stories are happening over and over again all over the country and all over the world. Why? Because God wants us to live, and he wants us to help each other, and he'll help us to help each other, okay? Let me see if I can show you the pictures. This will work. Maybe you can just advance the picture. Okay, this is Dion and Jessica. You can't see it very well, but she has rings around her neck because this just happened. Okay, and they're from Oklahoma. And the next picture is of Jeremy. He's from Washington State. He saved the bus. And the next picture is Brian and Brandon. They're from Indiana. And then the last picture is Tristan. And he says that he'd do anything for his baby sister because she's very beautiful and he loves her very much. But you know what? God loves us very much. And he wants us to help each other and be willing to help each other, okay? All right, let's bow our heads and say a prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for having these children, giving them the wisdom and ability to save their classmates and save their family. And Lord, we ask that you be with us and give us the wisdom to see other people who are in need, to help them, whether it's saving a life or just helping those who need help. And Lord, if we are the ones that need help, we thank you so much for giving all of us the ability to help each other and to have your love in our hearts and for caring for each one of us. We pray and thank you. Amen.